Good morning, beloved. The readings this morning is Psalm 83, and it's verses 1 to 4.
O God, do not keep silent. Do not hold your peace or be still, O God. For behold, your enemies make an uproar. Those who hate you have raised their heads. They lay crafty plans against your people. They consult together against your treasured ones. They say, come, let us wipe them out as a nation. Let the name of Israel be remembered no more.
Oh, hallelujah. You know, this was relevant then to those people, and it is as relevant to us now. The devil hasn't changed. The devil comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy, but then God hasn't changed. He as well, he through Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, he comes to give life and life in abundance. And this is, as you guys can just see, the onslaught on the church, the ecclesia, the called out ones, is horrific at the moment, not just for the believers, for all mankind. But all mankind needs to know God has moved, and there is a way of escape. He's made a way where there was no way, and that way is being saved in Christ Jesus. There's no other name, heaven and earth, by which we can be saved, but through Jesus Christ. And I like here, they come, they says, come, let us wipe them out as a nation. It let the name of Israel be remembered no more. See, it's not just the Israel, the Jews any longer. Now in Christ Jesus, mankind has been brought close to God. Jew and Gentile have got access to God through the Spirit. So it's now that the Israel, just as it says in Romans chapter 2, last verse, it says, the true Jew is circumcised in his heart, and his praise is from God. So he's the true Jew is him who is called on the, who knows about the Lord, called on the Lord, and he's now saved, looking to the Lord and taking hold of the Lord's plan. The Lord is our shepherd. And in saying that, the Lord is our shepherd. And to stand against this evil one, to stand in this evil day, it says so clearly in Ephesians 6, verse 11, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. So the armor of God is the answer to these schemes, through this agenda, through the evil that we getting in every way. Millions of rand have been put in behind all this evil that is pushing to pervert man, to take man away from the beauty of God and the plan of God for mankind, each and every person, and for this world. And so that's the thing. And this putting on this armor, it's the same as, you know, when we think of it, the Bible says, take up your cross daily. And what was a cross for Jesus? It was the will of God. So it's taking hold of the will of God. And what is the will of God? Is that you looking to Jesus, listening to Jesus, and doing what Jesus says, the Lord is our shepherd, you grow into the measure and the stature, the fullness of Christ. You coming back to everything God predestined us to have is now available again. So, and then we think of the Our Father prayer, give us our daily bread. So just as you take up the cross daily, you partake of the Lord. And I think of Isaiah 50 verse 4. It says, morning by morning he wakens your ear so that he can disciple you, so that you have the right ingredients to overcome, because later on you get tested. But then holding on to the word, I think of the parable of the seed and the sower, you're able to overcome. You don't, the word is important to you. The promises of God is important to you, because you know it's through them you escape the corruption that is in the world. But I love the chapter there as well. You It mentions it that us, but they come against the people of God who is in the shelter. Because you see, mankind needs to each mankind and each and every one of us, and especially us believers, need to know there's a shelter, and this is the shelter, it's Jesus, and it's the putting on the armor. It's being obedient to what he's saying. With and then it says there, when you put on that belt of truth, you're not being deceived by the lies that are out there. And as you're putting on that belt of truth, you take that to heart, so that's your righteousness. So you make no room for unrighteousness in your heart, and then you walk in this gospel of peace. This is the peace of God, the provision of God that brings about His presence, His provision, His favor. So it gives you peace. And therefore, you're not walking in the road of fear, worry, biting your nails. Then you've been seduced. If we come to that place of fear, the evil has taken hold of us. We've taken the belt of evil on, and then we've taken evil to heart, and now we're walking in it. But we mustn't go there. And rather, this truth that brings righteousness and brings a good walk is also our shield, our faith that mustn't allow the evil. Every dart, not just some dart, every dart of the evil one can come. We can overcome. But guys, we've got to do this. Don't think too big. Just every day, stick to the measure and the stature God is giving you. So you develop on schedule. So this is a daily thing. Can't play church no longer. Daily we draw close to the Lord. Daily we stand in that which He's saying to us. And we're keeping our mind salvation on salvation. And then we're using the words that God gives us, the promises to encourage our brothers and sisters around us and the people being deceived around us, that there is an answer, there is a way, and that way is Jesus Christ. Amen. Be blessed, guys, as you keep your mind set on things above, not on this earth, because your life is hid with Christ in God. Amen.
Amen.